This is called Basic Heart Methodology. Take your platform boots off, Kevin. You've killed a deer to make your point, but our tea and biscuit sensibilities will cope. We forgive you. You're charming, hiding from your vanity, likening molten glass to tartiflette. In the fresh peat, you hammer a sign, not Hobbit Town. It's cute. Then later tell the production crew, sternly, this is not aspirational. This is economical. Marxism 101 plaything, soliloquies about the means of production while you go on dung safari. Afterwards, the gang pretends to piss in a bucket. You call the result a manly amount. 150 years of Britain's industrial history at the bottom of a Hackney canal, which swallows your magnet with an erotic slurp. There you go, all doe-eyed, banging on the shed roof, but we're weary of plumbing double entendre. Kevin and the engineer boil a kettle. Shall I play mother? That curve came from a tree, a gunpowder tamped into the trunk, a certain massive quality. Boy with a simple dream, to own a patch of woodland, where there's a thing, there's a fence. Your friends show how they feel by building a straw effigy and lighting it with flaming arrows. I thought I'd read this one because of where I am right now. It's called Shared Piazza, and it's very much after Barbara Guest. Two women in the room thinking different things at the same time. She takes the pen from her friend's grasp, installs a brush. Well, what do I do with that? All of Minneapolis outside the door will have to wait. Windows are permitted, opening onto the quality of water, how soil changes the taste of carrots. Potatoes from the center of the country, handwriting like a thumbprint. Several ways to talk about striped horizons and the aspect of an aspen tree, carving out a language in a room made of paper and canvas. It's fine. The pauses are pauses. This one's called Enact Snack. Something I do often. Flatlining in an absurd fortuity of sun, the edge of my skin, the hem of my dress, fitted zippy polo, whistling, smug ear implied. But to be drunk on good amounts of sun, jettison a day's work, scot-free, forecast nil, unless the work is checking for ripe peaches or voting for unplanted trees. Older, not old, coasting minor hills, accreting compounds and package deals, generational, a passion fruit vine will carefully fill the fence. Grave opportunities on the cemetery fence, and the radio jokes about lifestyle funerals. Fury at the instructional reverence of emotion. Emphasis, hand gesture of your choosing. The curtain drops. It was all, you know, very tasteful. Lumbar said in creepy voice, passed through a hemp siphon. Time for leaving season, or do you stick with homogenous pomade? We write all bests and mean, give the ground a kick from me. I'd like to read this one called Landsat 5. It's for Edric. And Landsat 5 was a satellite, and I have Philip's paper about drones in the back of my head as well. Op art data forms our unspeakable pattern of use, habitation, rectangles or circles, depending on the irrigation system. An image expands to this moment of writing, 188 pages deep, computer-threshed vegetal, shortwave summer opera. This is the uneconomic fraction, de tournament on the nature trail. Wind plats the olive tree, shifts our discourse. Conditions during the first baths of springtime, softly fishing our fevers from spar jets. Telex distress to 44 weather stations. A leaky durée. Biro blues up the track. They came to see a fringe of tea-coloured daisies, crinkled munitions of shadow. Earth that is loose will move. My foot sliced with an empty oyster. Water dries on skin. Indivisible clods of origin. Continuous glitch vision. This one's called Bonus. If the minds met, we miss them. Faces a mashup, baseline genealogy. Power up, level 12, put on some lipstick. Thick grammar of jazz plates falls on a low couch made of smoke. Power up, sonic jetpack, bury your weight at Sunshine Library. Power up, cocaine blanching, out back in the Baronia Cypress Club. Power up, Osmocote, Lorna's nodal point. We'd like to spread out. Power up, imported beer makes you vote with the crowd. Power up, Mordialloc tips and toes. Local bird life is dust, soot, coke. Nests in small places, eggs are currency. Power up, go to shops, skin of the lake above dead lava. Power up, 24-hour picket line, groceries the same. Power up, new shoots on every branch, from cubicle bump at the disco. She tells me the ag school does a good course in husbandry. Power up, sleep is human technology. Iron our sweat weather gear. Power up, be don't mean, written on my tennis shoes. Power up, guns in every orifice. Power up, Kekanya. Power up, one crappy half century stole every inch of this place. I've been debating whether or not to read this, and I feel like maybe I just have to try it once. I have never been brave enough to read this in Australia, but you know, now I'm in California. And it seems somewhat of an occasional poem, but it's very unlike most things I write. A true account of the morning of June 20, 2013. It is the poetry reading of the Association for the Study of Australian Literature, and a crowd of people I know have assembled in the drama theatre of my high school. I arrive late with tea and take a spot on the bleachers. A woman is reading a poem that is not going down well with the crowd, but I hear another laughing heartily and observe her shushing the crowd. I ask T whether this is the reading at the pub. He doesn't know. We consider leaving, but realise the next performance is beginning. A and B are on stage with L and M, and a range of odd kinetic objects and constructions, and also, I think, some cats. Sweeping and swooning classical music plays, and they begin manipulating the different objects and miming a barge moving down the river. There is some hint towards the opening of Heart of Darkness. A and B stand together at the back of the stage, B holding a stick which she moves like an oar, and then both perform the splits perfectly, their torsos arching backwards and off the back of the stage. At the same time, the rest of the stage clears and a projection appears on the curtains that hang behind it. A black and white projection of a stage curtain projected on a stage curtain in the manner of an old movie. A round pool of light appears and text is dropped onto it. An orange. The crowd makes a small noise. Then winter oranges. This makes people laugh. The projected curtains open to show a small stage on which sits a homemade model orange made of crepe paper and sticky tape. The front of the orange opens, and inside is a man, who could be N or the actor David Wenham. The man makes some noises and pulls himself out of the orange object, which is filled with rustling leaves and branches of an orange tree. He makes deliberately off-putting noises. He crawls about the stage, pulling the leaves and branches with him. They are a kind of suit. He does not stand up fully. He mutters dialogue about having and owning everything. The scene seems to be referencing Dada, I think to myself. The camera zooms in on the man's face as he moves towards the front of the stage where there is an old amplifier. The screen is filled with his face as he opens his mouth to bite on one of the knobs on the amplifier. The performance cuts to a new scene, two strange body-like objects floating in water in a bath or a bath-like space made of beige plastic. The scene is in full colour but is dark, with lighting from above the camera and is shot in a close, claustrophobic way. Mostly we just see beige surfaces, clear water, and these body objects. We recognise A and E wearing strange costumes and their faces covered inside clear plastic inflatable bodysuits. They are interacting in the water, making deliberately abject squawks and grunts. The sounds of the water sloshing around as the bodysuits bob in the water is apparent. Text on the screen says, a bite, then a sneeze, then a period, two marvellous sounds. We see the two bodies before A disappears and is replaced by a large Klaus Oldenburg-like inflatable thong, shoe. The camera moves upwards to show an aerial view of the shoe, and next to it, the E bodysuit. Inside the suit, E turns to face the camera, but is distorted by the suit. The camera moves downwards to become level and in front of the floating objects. The water begins to move. A plug has been pulled, and the objects slide forwards. It is as if the camera is positioned in the drain or under a waterfall. E and the thong slide feet first into the camera, towards the crowd, and then slowly out of view. The lights come back on, and C is the first to his feet, applauding. After a few moments, the rest of the crowd follows. And I'll finish really quickly with this poem, Alk Away. A punchline flies business class towards vague archipelagos in the deepening Pacific. I find glassy petrol spots the size of 5-cent pieces, refracting intervals of the day. Thrushy embers in morning's overturn, woken by shapeless violence. Your body returned from sleep's legal trip. Quilling into the afternoon, discovering the therapeutic power of water, while wasp-shaped helicopters spotlight the oval. But when? In violet enamel, when bees were discovered. After filtering the whole house, cohabited refuse goes archaeological, turncoat, Georgic pink, bread bag, garment, elastic calendar, as in day-shaped moments between yawns. Time check, curling 3 o'clock, clicks to night without dusk, floating floor, live improv set in the big suburb. Replica village reality effect, the bodice sits over the body. Know this well already. Compare, it mimics nature to filter. Old sponge chunks of wattle slumping on your cheek, gathering a full body testimonial. Thank you for your indulgence.